Now, for this week's Kitchen Science, Ben and Dave have been out to show us how some of the most complicated moving robot pieces rely on a very simple bit of science to get them moving.
Welcome to this week's Kitchen Science. Today, I've come to Dave Ansell's garage, which is where all of the ideas for Kitchen Science come from. And speaking of experiment ideas, Dave, what are we doing today?
We're going to be trying to turn a nail into a magnet.
What have nails and magnets got to do with robots?
One of the most common ways that robots move is using electric motors. And electric motors are entirely dependent on something called an electromagnet, which we're going to build later.
Is this something people can do at home?
Yeah, it should be no problem to do it at home. All you need is a fairly long piece of wire, maybe a metre or metre and a half of thin wire, thinner than the stuff you'd use to wire a house with, a fairly large battery like a C cell or a D cell, and a nail, ideally 4 or 6 inches long. The first thing you want to do is take the wire and wrap it round and round and round and round around the nail and leave 5 or 6 inches over at each end.
Okay, so I now have a 6-inch iron nail and around that I've wrapped some copper wire 20 or 30 times. What's the next stage to make this into a magnet?
So we need to get electricity into this wire, so we need to strip the end centimetre or so of each end of the wire, maybe using a knife or a pair of scissors. Take the battery and touch one end of the wire to one end of the battery and the other end to the other end of the battery and put the nail near something it could pick up.
Just to prove that that nail isn't already magnetic, what happens if you just try and pick up some paper clips with the nail?
It's not actually doing very much. It's possibly just moving the paper clips around. It's not very magnetic at all. Well, if we pass the current through it, yeah, it's picking up a good 20 or 30 paper clips all at once. If I let go, they drop off.
That was really good. You had actually picked up a handful of paperclips, but then as soon as you took the wire off the battery, they all fell off again.
Electricity and magnetism are actually very closely interlinked. They're actually aspects of the same force. And if you put an electric current through a wire, it turns into a magnet.
So why can't we just pick up the paperclips with a length of wire?
You could if you put enough current through that wire. The problem is that current will be absolutely enormous and it's not practical. So what you can do instead is get lots and lots of small pieces of wire with a small current running through them, all close together. And the best way to do that is in a coil.
Then what do we need the nail for?
Well, actually, just using the wire, that would still be quite a weak magnet. The interesting thing about iron is that inside it, it's got lots of little tiny permanent magnets. And if you put them inside a magnetic field produced by our coils, they all line up. So that adds to the magnetic effect and makes everything stronger.
What are the tiny magnets?
On a tiny scale, they're actually electrons orbiting the nucleus in the iron atoms. And because on average more of them are orbiting in one direction than the other, they actually make little tiny electromagnets. And the special thing about iron and a couple of other metals, nickel and cobalt, is that all the atoms tend to line up in a row. So the little tiny magnets add up to form bigger magnets.
But if the tiny magnets inside a piece of iron don't want to stay lined up, then how do we get magnets that are always a magnet?
You pick a material, maybe an alloy of iron, where it's much harder for the tiny magnets to move around. You then heat up that material, put them in a strong magnetic field so they all line up, and you cool them down slowly, at which point the direction where they're pointing in is frozen in and they're a permanent magnet.
Cool. Well, you said earlier that in motors they use both permanent magnets and electromagnets, but I haven't seen how we could get movement out of this.
Well, they all work on the principle that if you change the direction of current in an electromagnet, it changes the polarity of the magnet. So if you put a current through the electromagnet, it's going to have a south pole, which will be attracted to the north pole of a permanent magnet. So it will move towards it. Then if you flip the current, it's going to suddenly turn into a north pole and it's going to be repelled.
So by repeatedly changing the direction of the current, you change which end is the north and south pole of the electromagnet. And this in turn attracts and then repels and gets the coil of wire spinning.
Yeah, that's right. And there are lots of other kinds of motor which all work on the same principle with various degrees of sophistication.
Now, I've seen massive electromagnets at a scrapyard. How do they scale this up?
Basically, the more current you put through the wires and the more coils of wire you've got, the stronger the magnet's going to be. So they just use an awful lot of current and a lot of turns of wire. I've actually done quite a lot of that here. I've taken a piece of iron, which is about an inch across, and I've wound maybe several hundred turns of wire around it, and we can put 2 or 3 amps through that, and so it should be able to pick up something rather heavier than a paperclip. One I've picked here is a fairly heavy vise, a good 4 or 5 kilos of cast iron.
Okay, well, let's see if we can pick it up.
Okay, I'll turn on the current.
That's fantastic. Dave is now holding a 5 kilo cast iron vise. And it's now dangling in the air, just attached to the magnetic attraction of this inch-wide iron rod. That's really impressive, Dave. I'm really, truly surprised by how much weight that can hold.
Yeah, and if you kept scaling it up, essentially taking lots and lots of these things and putting them all next to each other, and you could pick up a car with no difficulty at all.
That really is brilliant, Dave. Thanks ever so much for showing me.
Can I put it down now, Ben?
Of course you can. And that's all we have time for on Kitchen Science this week. But we'll be back with more Kitchen Science next week.
Thank you very much to Ben. And also thank you, Dave, for going out to your garage earlier this week and making an electromagnet to show us how it all works. More exciting experiments like that on our website at nakedscientists.com/kitchenscience.
The Naked Scientists. Brought to you by thenakedscientists.com.
Okay, Dave,